With temperatures in the triple digits for the next several days in the inland northwest, the most obvious concern is making sure your vegetable garden gets adequate water. WSU Extension Service Master Gardener Program Coordinator Tim Kohlhoff says watering as early in the day when it's cool is the best strategy with more frequency, especially for any container plants, which may have to be watered several times a day in this heat. Kohlhoff says deep watering is also a good strategy.
And so if we water for a longer period of time, which allows the water to move deeper into the soil, then we're encouraging more root growth down lower in the soil. And those roots are less susceptible to drying out than the roots that are higher up in the soil.
Many gardeners still have cool weather crops growing right now, like spinach or lettuce. And those plants are very likely to bolt or send out flowers in this heat. But Kohlhoff says there is one trick that could still be effective to prolong those vegetables.
Shade cloth is something that you put up higher in the garden. A lot of folks don't have the extra money to put something like that up, but shade cloth keeps some of the heat off the plants.
And surprisingly, this extreme triple-digit heat can also have a negative impact on plants usually associated with hot summer temperatures. When temperatures go above 85, some plants slow down their growth, but when it gets over 95 degrees, the result can be a complete halt in any flower or eventual food production.
So tomatoes, squash, peppers, melons, cucumbers, even beans will sometimes stop flowering. Or what happens with those squash plants will have male and female flowers, and they might still flower, but they'll only produce either male or female flowers, so they don't get pollinated.
In some cases, a plant may drop fruit that's already been growing in an effort to survive. In some cases, no matter how much water is in the soil, plants will lose it faster than they can take it up and will wilt or show browning on the edges of their leaves. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.